Introducing Juicy Super Chill flavored drink. Feel that chilling sensation. Attention Soweto, the Pan-African Bank has arrived. Ecobank is now open at City Mall. Whether you need personal savings, powerful business solutions, we have you covered. Experience world-class digital banking right here at your doorstep. Visit us today at City Mall Soweto. Let's grow together. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, a better way to bank.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the main news at 18 hours. We take a look at stories making headlines. Stakeholders say Afrobarometer report exposes gaps in UPND democracy stance. President cautions UPND aspirants over independent bids. Oil prices drop and stock markets rise after reports of a deal to end Iran war.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
For the details, my name is Kalunga Mkulangoma Mwape. Stakeholders have charged that the findings in the latest African Barometer report expose contradictions in the United Party for National Development commitment to democracy. And Citizens First President Harry Kalaba has expressed concern that Zambia's cyber laws undermining press freedom and freedom of expression. The latest Afrobarometer report indicates that while Zambia has made the progress in promoting media freedom, existing cyber laws continue to pose a threat to these gains. Mr. Kalaba argues that laws perceived to restrict freedoms should not exist in the country that prides itself on democratic principles.
That pontificates itself as a champion of democracy is a shame. And one of the first acts that the CF government will do when we assume power this year will be to do with cyber laws, because those are infringing on people's freedoms. And the report in question, I think, is spot on to expose Zambia as a country that is very hypocritical. On one hand, we are preaching democracy. On the other hand, we are passing laws that are impeding on press freedoms. Our press today, if there is a country that has got the press who are inhibited, the press that are suppressed, it is our country, Zambia. This is the only country where a journalist can be beaten and nobody says anything in government.
Meanwhile, governance expert Francis Chipiga has called for the review of the cyber laws to ensure they protect citizens rather than restrict them. Mr. Chipiga says that in their current form, the laws risk undermining democratic values and limiting freedom of expression.
Definitely. The idea was to cure or to protect the citizens and the state from, extreme cyber threats, such as maybe terrorism and things like that, or fraud, financial fraud or financial crime. But what has been obtaining on the ground is that the restriction itself that has been enacted is very restrictive, because some of the articles in that registration are not clear, like in terms of definition. They are very subjective to the interpretation of the officers that are executing in terms of enforcement. So it's very restrictive.
Democratic Progressive Party DPP President Antonio Mwanza criticized calls for opposition unity, describing them as disguised attempts to advance personal political ambitions. Mr. Mwanza says that while many opposition leaders are publicly calling for unity ahead of the 2026 general elections, their actions suggest efforts to gain individual support rather than build genuine alliances. He argues that the true unity requires honest dialogue, compromise, and a willingness among leaders to put collective interests above personal ambitions. Mr. Mwanza has further questioned the absence of a clear shared agenda among opposition parties, particularly on key economic, political and social issues. He adds that there is also a lack of transparency in determining who should lead any potential alliance. Mr. Mwanza says that without sincerity and the willingness to compromise, calls for unity will remain ineffective and fail to address opposition fragmentation.
The fundamental reason why opposition unit has failed up to this time is because of lack of genuineness, lack of honesty amongst us as leaders. When everyone is saying let us unite, what they actually mean is that you come and support them. They're not willing to be led. They're not willing to step aside and allow others to lead. Instead, they're calling for unity. But what they actually mean is that you have to come and support them. That is not leadership. It is manipulation. And it cannot work. And this is the reason why it has become extremely difficult for the opposition to unite. Because we lack sincerity amongst ourselves. And we want to use others to push us to go to State House.
President Agayindichi has cautioned United Party for National Development, UPND, and aspiring candidates against contesting as independents in the upcoming general elections. Speaking during a public engagement in Muchatanga Ward of Western Province, the president said that those who may not be adopted by the party should remain within its structures. Mr. Ijedema warned that choosing to stand as independents could limit their chances of being considered for other opportunities in government. He notes that unsuccessful aspirants could still serve the country in various roles, including appointments to foreign service or nomination to parliament. The head of state also stated that has also called on citizens to support UPND candidates at all levels, including parliamentary and local government positions. Mr. Isham has further emphasized the importance of unity, peaceful participation as the country approaches the August states and general elections.
We don't want fighting out there or meeting out there, disturbing each other or marijuana. No, everyone shall be UPND and we all have to do. We must not fight over councillor candidates. We must not fight over MP candidates. We must not fight over the council chairman or mayor. We must not fight over who is the president here, there. Let us unite. How do they get a go? Only be one person at a time. That is important for us to deliver, to win, UPND councillors, chairman, MP, president.
The Independent Broadcasting Authority, IB, has urged broadcasters to ensure that musical content aired on their platforms reflects Zambia's cultural values and societal norms. In a statement issued, the authority says that music and its visual remains are powerful tools that can influence attitudes, particularly among young people. The IB has since called on broadcasters to exercise sound editorial judgment when selecting scheduling music content. The authority says that all programming should reflect the culture, character, and aspirations of the Zambian people in line with the IB Amendment Act of 2010. It has further encouraged television stations to preview both local and foreign content before broadcasting to ensure it is suitable for general audiences. The IB has also appealed to content producers to align their production with cultural values and legal requirements. The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, has arrested and charged a Lusaka-based accountant at the Zambia Institute of Mass Communication over alleged abuse of office more than 300,000 kwacha. Charles Mubanga, 56, of Silverest in Chongwe, is facing 3 counts of abuse of authority. Office rather, contrary to the Anti-Corruption Act No. 3 of 2012. According to the ACC, the alleged offences occurred between January 1st and December 31st, 2018, when Mubanga served as acting executive director at SAMCOM. It is alleged that he awarded himself a 30% salary increment without approval from the institution's board. In the same period, Mubanga is also accused of promoting a member of staff outside established conditions of service and without board consent. Additionally, he is alleged to have increased the salaries of 5 employees beyond the 9% increment that had been approved. The ACC says that the unauthorized salary adjustments and promotions resulted in the loss of 301,561.11 in public funds. Mubanga has since been released on bond and is expected to appear in court soon.
Business news.
Economist Kelvin Jisanga has charged that the free education in Zambia requires